Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson in the breakbeats lane of drum and bass production, aimed right at jungle and old school vibes. Today's mission is simple to describe, but it's high level to execute. We're going to make the kick feel like it pulls the entire track forward. That timeless roller momentum where the kick is heavy, but it never feels slow. It's present, but it isn't a modern clicky EDM thing. And it locks into the break like it came from the same record, without choking your bass. I'm calling this a soul pride kick system, because it's not just a kick sample. It's a repeatable way of thinking, weight, drive, glue, and placement. You'll build a kick group, with up to three layers, a breaks group that breathes around it, and a drum boss that feels loud and moving without flattening the life out of the groove. Before we touch processing, set your tempo to 170 BPM. You can slide it plus or minus 5 later, but 170 is a perfect stress test. Now create three groups, one called kick, one called breaks, and one called drum boss. Here's the routing idea. Route kick and breaks into drum boss. Then drum boss goes to your master. This is about hierarchy. The kick needs the authority to lead, and the boss needs the job of making it all feel like one performance. Now let's choose a kick with the right roller intention. If you start with a modern EDM kick that's super long, super bright, and designed to be the whole song, you're going to spend the next hour fighting it. For jungle and old school D&B, you want something with a controllable tail, a solid energy zone somewhere in the 55 to 90 Hz region, and some useful knock around 120 to 200 Hz. Brightness is optional, and honestly, for timeless rollers, too much bright usually dates it fast. Drop your kick candidate into simpler in one-shot mode. Turn warp off. Turn snap on. If you hear a nasty digital click at the start, use a tiny fade-in, like 0 to 2 milliseconds, and gain stage it. Leave headroom. You want peaks somewhere around minus 10 to minus 6 dB before you process, so you're not saturating everything by accident. Now we build the layer stack. Maximum 3 layers. If you need 5 layers, it's usually because you're trying to fix a problem you could solve with one better sound choice, or with timing. Layer 1 is SUB. This is thump and weight. You can use a kick sample with a clean low end, or you can synth it. Let's synth it, because it's consistent and tunable. Load operator on a MIDI track inside your kick group. Oscillator A is a sine wave. Give it a tiny pitch envelope downward sweep, very short, and an amp envelope with a short decay, around 80 to 150 milliseconds. This is not a boomy 808 note. This is a controlled thumb. Process that sub layer with EQ8 first. High pass at around 25 to 30 Hz, steep slope, because that extreme sub stuff just steals headroom. If it feels muddy or tubby, do a gentle dip around 200 to 300 Hz. Not a murder cut, just 2 to 4 dB with a medium Q. Then add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive it somewhere between plus 2 and plus 6 dB, and match the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. The goal is weight that doesn't ring. Optional. A limiter just shaving 1 to 2 dB of peaks if the thump is inconsistent. Layer 2 is MID. This is the knock and punch. This is what makes the kick readable on smaller systems, and it's usually what gives you the chesty forward push in a roller, without turning the kick into a click. On the mid layer, start with EQ8. High pass it at around 60 to 90 Hz so it does not fight your sub layer. Then find the knock zone, typically 130 to 180 Hz, and give it a wide, gentle lift, like plus 1 to plus 3 dB. Wide is important. Narrow boosts in that area can make the kick sound like it has one weird resonant note. Then put drum bus on that mid layer. Drive can be 5 to 20%. Crunch stays low, 0 to 10, and only if you actually want that roughness. Usually keep boom off, because boom can blur rollers and make them feel slower. Transients can go plus 5 to plus 20 if you need more punch. Layer 3 is optional. Click or attack. Only use it if your break is dense and the kick can't speak, or if you're building a more techie edge. But keep it vintage. Think definition, not tick tick. For the click layer, you can use a tight beater, a rim tick, or the top of another kick that you filter. With EQ8, high pass hard somewhere between 1 and 3 kHz, and low pass between 8 and 12 kHz so it doesn't get glossy. Put utility after it. Set width to 0% so it's mono. Then blend it in very quietly. Teacher tip. Solo the click layer and make it sound almost stupidly quiet and unimportant. Then unsolo everything. If it suddenly makes the kick readable without drawing attention to itself, you nailed it. If you can clearly hear a click, it's too loud. Now we hit the secret sauce. Time alignment. Layered kicks fail when waveforms fight. You can have the perfect EQ and saturation and still lose punch if the layers aren't cooperating. Solo your kick group. Zoom in. You're listening for the first major transient peak lining up, but here's the advanced part. Don't just align start times. Align the first swing and polarity. Sometimes two layers hit at the same time, but one begins with a negative half cycle and the other begins with a positive half cycle, and instead of adding, they partially cancel. The kick feels smaller and you start overprocessing to compensate. Do a quick test. Put utility on one of your layers and hit phase invert. Flip left and right together. Choose the setting that gives you the most forward thump in the actual mix, not just in solo. For timing nudges, you can use track delay or adjust clip start. Stay subtle. Think minus 3 to plus 3 milliseconds as your normal window. And for rollers, a cool trick is late sub, early knock. Let the mid knock layer sit 1 to 6 milliseconds early, and let the sub layer sit 1 to 10 milliseconds late. That creates an illusion. Fast punch plus heavy weight at the same time. It can sound more urgent without sounding rushed. Next, the pattern and placement that creates roller momentum. A lot of people think the roller feeling comes from distortion or bus compression. Nope, the groove is the boss. A solid foundation is a two-step jungle roller feel. Kick on one, then another kick on the end of two, or slightly before three depending on your break. The snare is on two and four, usually coming from the break. Now the micro timing move. Keep kick one right on the grid. For kick two, try nudging it slightly early, like 5 to 12 milliseconds. Start with minus 8. This tiny push can create that leaning forward drive where the kick feels like it's chasing the break, in a good way. In Ableton, don't overquantize the life out of it. Use groove pull gently. Grab an MPC-ish groove or even extract groove from a break you like. Apply at 10 to 25%, and add a touch of random, like 2 to 6%. The goal is, the kick stays stable enough to lead, and the break carries the swing. Now integrate the break so the kick leads without killing it. On the breaks group, insert EQ8 first. High pass at 30 to 40 Hz so the break isn't trying to be your sub. If the break is stealing kick space, dip a little in the 60 to 90 Hz area, maybe 2 to 5 dB. Then drum bus with moderate drive, 5 to 15%, and keep transients between minus 5 and plus 5 depending on how sharp the break already is. Then a glue compressor, light, ratio 2 to 1, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, max. This is a kiss, not a squeeze. Now sidechain. We're not doing EDM pumping. We're making space so the kick transient and low end can exist. Put compressor on the breaks group. Turn on sidechain and choose your kick group. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Advanced coach move. Band limit the sidechain so only the low band ducks. That's how you get a more record-like feel, because hats and air don't pump. Do it with an audio effect rack on the breaks group. Make two chains. The LOW chain, EQ8 low pass around 160 to 220 Hz, then compressor sidechain to the kick. The high chain, EQ8 high pass at the same crossover point, no sidechain. Now the break stays lively up top, but clears space down low exactly when you need it. Now let's talk about the drum bus group. This is where glue and forward motion happen, but if you overdo it, you'll flatten the roller and make it feel smaller. On drum bus, start with saturator, soft clip-on, drive plus 1 to plus 4 dB, then glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds so you preserve punch. Release auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Threshold so you're seeing 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then EQ8 after dynamics. If you need air, do a tiny shelf at 6 to 10 kHz, half a dB to 1.5. And if it's boxy, control 250 to 350 Hz a bit, because that's the zone where jungle grooves get clogged fast. Extra teacher note, you'll often get more momentum by reducing 200 to 350 than by boosting 60 to 80. That murky band is the silent momentum killer. If you want that classic DNB density without destroying transients, do a parallel smash return. Make a return track called Drum Smash. Put drum bus on it, harder settings, add saturator, add compressor if needed. Send mostly breaks and just a touch of kick. Blend the return quietly, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB return level. You'll feel the drums get thicker, but the main transients stay intact. Now, low end discipline with bass. This is where grown-up rollers are separated from loops that sound good for 10 seconds. Decide who owns the 50 to 80 region. You can't have the kick and the bass both acting like they're the lead in the same band. Common setup 1. Kick owns 60 to 90 Hz, bass owns 40 to 60. Common setup 2. Bass owns the sub. Kick lives more in 80 to 120 for punch. On the base group, use a Q8 to dip where the kick speaks strongest. Start around 70 to 90 Hz, reduce 2 to 5 dB, and adjust by ear. Then add sidechain compression from the kick. Fast attack, like 0.5 to 3 milliseconds, release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Gain reduction 1 to 4 dB depending on how dense the bass is. The bass should breathe. It should not vanish. And if your kick sub is tonal, pitch it. Even a 1 or 2 semitone change can lock the low end into the track's root or fifth, and suddenly everything feels meant to be together. Now let's add the arrangement pressure that makes this feel timeless. Kick drive is not only sound design, it's what happens over phrases.